Today's mitzvah is mitzvah ayin tes, mitzvah 79, shelo l'rachem al ani bedin, that a person cannot have rachmanus, compassion on a poor person in din, as we continue the mitzvahs related to Beis Din. A little chinuch here, let's see what we could fill up the mitzvah with, says the Sefer HaChinuch. Shelo yachmol hadayin al hachalash vahadal b'shas hadin, elos yodin dino lamito. A dayan, even though one of the parties is a downtrodden, poor, nebuch person, still, he's not allowed to have etzer rachmanis on him and judge the case in his favor just because he is in that state. And the other person is upstanding and rich and he has everything. No. He's got to look at the merits of the case specifically and judge the case. La amito. Lo al tzad hachem la alav. Not because he has rachmanis on him. El yashve bein ha'ashir v'hadal. He has to equalize between the rich and between the poor person. La hachricho lefroa mashu chayev. If the poor person is chayev, is chayev. Even if he has the best intention, he says, you know what? I'm going to make the guy chayev, and you know what? I'll pay him back. I'll pay the rich guy back. I just want this poor guy to get money. No, you're not allowed to do that. Not allowed to falsify the case. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, v'dal lo seder berivo, a dal. A dal is a poor person. Lo teder, you can't go after him, berivo, in his arguments. Later on in the Torah, it says the same thing. Lo sisa pre dal, v'loshen sifra, and the Medrash also says, shalo tomar ani huze. He is a poor person. V'ani v'ha ashir chayev lefarnaso. Hey, he's poor. There's a mitzvah of staka. This other party that he's having a ditara against also has a mitzvah of staka. So as akenu, v'dibs of his parties, but akiyas. So I'll be mazaka him. I'll say the rich guy is chayev to pay him. So the rich guy will be doing the mitzvah of staka. The answer, you're not allowed to do that. The rich guy wants to give staka, he gives staka afterwards. But otherwise, you're not allowed to do that. Tabaloma, lo sisa, pinei, dal. So look at the word dal comes up various places in the Torah. It comes up in Parshas Vayikra. We talk about the carbon that's olev yored. That depends on your tax bracket. So if somebody is dal, poor, they can bring a lower carbon. If somebody is dale dalus, very, very poor, they bring a different set of carbonas. Certain carbonas have a sliding scale. Rav Hirsch on this pasuk talks about three different words that the Torah uses to describe a poor person. We have three expressions for the poor. Dal, ani, and evyon. Three different words that can be used. Dal is from the word dalal. Dalal means to roll down. Dal is somebody who has rolled down from the state that he has been in. That's dal. One who has come down into the world. Ani, interestingly, is from the word ana, to answer. La'anot. You're constantly relying on other people in ani. For the word ana, you're answering. You're not independent. Those whose existence depends on others. And evyon, similar from the word ava. Ava is to desire. You always desire other people's items. That's what you need. You have nothing of your own. That's evyon, ani, and dal. And says Rav Hirsch, hadar is the outward showing of honor and respect. To be lo sedar. Where do you have that? Else you have that word? Vahadar te prezaken. You have to give honor and show respect to those who are zakenim. Whether that means literally elders or Misha Kana Chachma, we will get to Bezrat Hashem in future Shiurim. But Hadar means to show respect. So says Rav Hirsch, nothing is more pleasing to one who has been rich and now has come down in the world than to feel himself treated with the old signs of respect. Nothing is more in accordance with the spirit of the Torah than to show that the estimations of and respect for a man does not rise and fall with the condition of his fortune. Right, if we could be Hadar, if we could glorify and give respect to this poor person, that's wonderful. That's a Jewish value. But the answer is berivo, not in this context. Yeah, be mahadar him on the street. But the second it gets to berivo in this context, where there is a din Torah, that is not allowed to be done. It has to be judging the case la amita, based on the merits of the case specifically. Interesting, the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Kuf Lamed Daled brings up this pasuk in a different context. The pasuk there, the halacha there says, we pasuk in this way, Kuf Lamed Daled Man Aleph, Safet Leket Leket, Safet Shicha Shicha, Safet Peya Peya. Let's say I have grain in my backyard. I'm not sure if this is mine or if it's leket. I was going to leave it for the poor. Or I'm not sure if it's mine or if it's peya. Not sure. So the halacha is, you got to be machmer, you got to give it to the poor person. And the Gemara continues and says, where do you know that from? How do you know Savik Leket you have to give to the poor? My dechsiv aniva rush hatstiku. What is the pasuk to Tehillim that we say every Shabbos? The poor person and the rush, that's a fourth lashon, of a poor person, be matstik, make righteous. My hatstiku, ilema bedinim. Is it that you have to be matstik and make them righteous and din? That's asur. V'haksiv v'dal lo seda barivo, our pasuk. You're not allowed to make him righteous if he doesn't deserve it. Ella, what does it mean? Tzadik mishelcha v'tein lo. No, you have to give from your own, meaning it might be yours. Safik, safik lecha shachet is a special pasuk that comes to teach me that you give it to him. So the Gemara says, Dawel said the Barivo teaches me that making him righteous in court, that you don't, but make him righteous at home. How do you make him righteous at home? When you have a safik of whether you are supposed to give something. You have a safik in staka, safik lecha shavashicha, the pasuk tells me in Tehillim, ani varash asiko, that you're supposed to give it to the poor, give it to the poor person. The Achronim discussed this Gemara that maybe this is a basis for the shita of the Rambam. What's the Rambam? Major machlokas to the Rambam and the Rashba, whether the principle of safik da'oraisa l'chumra is a din da'oraisa or a din da'rabanan. I have to be machmir by a safik da'oraisa. Is that itself da'oraisa? I have to be machmir? Or mi da'rabanan, I have to be machmir. Mi da'oraisa, I can be mekel. But mi da'rabanan, I can be... So that's a machlokas. The Rambam says, beferish, in a number of places, safik da'oraisa l'chumra is a din da'rabanan. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Meis. Dover Yadu, it's known. Shekol Elu Atumas Vayotzi Bohen. Shemishim Safik, all Safik Tuma. Harihain Shel Devrayim, is all Durabanan. The Ein Tami Minatora Elamisha Nitma Tuma Vados. The only Tuma Daraisa is Tuma Vadai. Avokal Asvekis, Bain Betuma, Bain Bamachalas Asuros, Bain Ba'arayos, Vishabasos, Ein Choshishin Lahan Elami Divrei Sofrim. It's only Durabanan. Only Durabanan, that's the Rambam Shita. Slavi Daraisa L'chumr is only a din Durabanan. So where does he know that from? So all the Achmarim get on the, we spoke about this, I think, a couple of mitzvahs ago. But one of the sources that is suggested for the Rambam is this halacha right here. Safi Leka Leka, you need a pasuk? What do you mean? It's a Slavi Daraisa. You have to give it to the, what do you need a pasuk for? Hatstiko Dava Evyon. You don't need a pasuk for that. The answer is you do need a pasuk, because really you would say Safi Daraisa L'chumra is only Midarabana. Midaraisa, you would go L'kula. That's why you have a pasuk here, that even on a Daraisa level, you have to give it to the Adi. That's the suggestion. The big problems of the Rambam, there are two major halachos that the Rambam has to work out. And that is, number one, there's a concept called Asham Talui. If I do an Aveira, and I'm not sure if I have to bring a carbon chatas or not, I'm not sure I ate a piece of treif. I'm not sure if I ate a piece of treif. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. There were two pieces of meat here. I ate, one of them's kosher, one of them's treif. I'm not sure which one I ate from. So the halacha is, you have to bring an Asham Talui. You have to bring a carbon until you know otherwise. So, according to the Rambam, what do you mean? Savi the rest of the Chum is only did the Rabbanan. So you have to save the Rambam, that's an exception. The Rambam himself says it. I stopped reading. But the Rambam himself at the end of the halacha says this is an exception. The Afal Pikin, Dover Shachayov, and Azdono Kares, Sveiko Aser Minatora, Shahare Ha'osa, Oso Chayev, Basham Tali. The Rambam agrees that Asham Tali is an exception to the rule. All Savik Daraisa, Lechumre, the Dinder Rabbanan, not by Chayvi Krisus. By Chayvi Krisus, you say Savik Daraisa, Lechumre, the Dinder Raisa. That's what the Rambam says. That's one. The other problem with the Rambam is what the Sefer Achinuch himself brings up in Mitzvah Reish Mem Vav. There is a concept, as we know, the first 3 years that I have a fruit tree, I am not allowed to eat from the fruit. That is called arla. The Gemara says, halacha l'moshe misinai, safik arla is mutter. That's the halacha. Safik arla is mutter. Even though usually you have to be machmer by safik daraisa, safik arla is mutter. And therefore, let's say I see you eating from my arla tree. You went into my field, do I have to tell you? The halacha is no. Why? Because it's safik to you. You don't know. So there's no isser. That's the halacha Moshe Misinai. It's built in. Vaday arla is aser, safik arla is mutter. So they ask, again, according to the Rambam, that safik daraisa l'chumra is a din d'rabanan itself, so what's the big chiddush about arla? Every case is daraisa mutter. So the Rambam has to deal with that. The Minchas Chinuch, though, just points out in Mitzvah Reish Mem Vav that even though the Chinuch always follows the Rambam in his minyan on mitzvos of counting, he doesn't always follow him in terms of halacha. For example, here, there in Reish Mem Vav, he says, Savi Daraisa L'chumra is a Din Daraisa. So he doesn't dafka hold like the Rambam in every halacha. He only quotes, holds like him in the Minyan HaMitzvos. Okay, there's a lot more to talk about there, but we will stop there and get back to this mitzvah. And if at the end there's more time, we will get back to other issues related to Savi Daraisa L'chumra. It's interesting, Rambam at the end of Vilchus Mila. Okay, but we'll stop there for now. Let's continue. Shorash Mitzvah Yadua. The shorash of this mitzvah is known, Shaseichel Meyid, Shahashvayas Hadin, because the logic dictates that you have to judge properly. Shadavar Roy Vakasharu. It's fitting. It's fitting to judge properly. I would call this mitzvah, the shorash of this mitzvah, Implaced Chesed. Implaced Chesed. You want to do Chesed to this guy, but it's not the proper place to do it. Where else do you see this idea? It's a beautiful thought, based on the Rashbam. I mentioned this years ago, maybe earlier this year even, in a Parsha Shir, and that is the Rashban's Pshat of the Akedah. The Rashbam of the Akedah. The Rashbam says, the beginning of the Akedah says in Perachav Beis and Vayera, Vayihi Achar Hadvarim Ha'ela, after these things, V'elokim Nises Avram, Hashem tested Avraham. So what do you mean, Vayihi Achar Hadvarim Ha'ela? Meaning, Chazal say that this Parsha is connected to the previous one. So what's connected to the previous one? What from the previous parsha is connected to the Akedah? So Rashi says, Achar Drama Eila, Yesh Barabo Seder Shomrim, some say, after the words of the Satan. The Satan says that, because Tudash Asa Avram, Lohikal Fanechal Par Echad, Avram Avinu only gave one little animal. So Hashem says, what do you mean? If I ask him for his son, he'll give me his son. Achar Drama Eila, after the Satan's words. Or some say, Yishma was making fun of Yitzchak. I got a Mila, and I didn't complain. Yitzchak says, I'll give my whole body. Right? So either way, that's Rashi. But the Rashbam is a totally different, another extreme pshat. If you've heard this before, you remember it. Says the Rashbam, the Akedah was a punishment. An onesh to Avram Avinu for making a treaty on part of Eretz Yisrael with Avimelech. That's what happened right beforehand. Right here, says the Rashbam. Here it is. Inyan Hanisayon. Sorry, that's the Ramban. So he says, V'chein Achar Drama Eila. He quotes other examples. Afkan Achar Advarim, Shekaras Avraham Bris L'Avimelech, Lo, Uli Nino, Uli Nechdo Shel Avraham. Avraham made a treaty with Avimelech and his descendants. V'Nasan Lo Shevek Vasos Atzon, V'Chara Apo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem got angry, Al Zos, Shehare Eretz Plishtim Bigchlal Gvul Yisrael. Was he making a treaty for about the Plishtim, where Aza is today? We don't make treaties regarding that area, says the Rashbam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you think treaties are going to help you? Kintaro, Vitsiaro. Let's see whose word stands. Let's see. Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. That is the extreme approach of the Rashbam to the Akedah. So what does this have to do with us? Says the Shemen HaTov now in his piece on Akedas Yitzchak in volume 2 of the Shemen HaTov where he talks about Moadim. He says maybe that's why we read this the first day of Rosh Hashanah. The second day of Rosh Hashanah we read the Akedah. But why the first day of Rosh Hashanah? Do we read the whole Parsha right before the Akedah? Just because it's a lean into the Akedah? So read the Akedah twice. It's Rosh Hashanah. So read it twice. So maybe the message is that life is about having a balance between chesed and din. And din, akedah is total din. Total, exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Avimelech treaty symbolizes the extreme chesed, maybe more than what he was supposed to do. We need a balance. That's why the Shemen HaTov suggests we read these both on Rosh Hashanah. V'niro de'efshar de'kivnu de'balolame de'af midas ha'chesed gdola ad ma'od hitzricha Gavulin, it needs boundaries. V'yitachein, d'teitzei l'makom she'ein hagunla, v'zakuka l'mizuk shel chesed im gvura. You have to have a balance, you have to have a mix. V'lachein, b'yom rishon, hakriya al midas ha'chesed shel Avraham, she'nispashed yoser midai, ad kedei krisas brislam avimelech. Al-kein bar nisayin ha'akeda l'mazik ha'chesed midas adin. The Akeda comes to dilute and to mix in with the Midas ha-chesed, av shesorach ha-chesed l'gvura le-kein v'yekar av ha-mitzvah subano. Says, that's pshuto, shel mikra, what he would say. V'ulai zeo mashek dimu tkiyas hariyu l'lokei Yaakov. Daika mazuk Avram b'yitzchak. Maybe that's why also, he says, if interestingly, why do we say that mizmar 7 times before we lane, before we blow shofar? Because we mention elokei Yaakov in that mizmar. Yaakov is the balance. The balance of the chesed of Avraham and the din of Yitzchak, Yaakov, as he's called in Kabbalistic terms, Tiferes. It's the glory. It's all the midos put together in a beautiful way. So that is the balance of the laning of Rosh Hashanah, and maybe that's the message of this mitzvah. The Ramban himself, look at the Ramban. It's somewhat difficult. Somewhat Kabbalistic idea. He writes Al Derech Ha'emes in Parshas Emor. That's what he describes Rosh Hashanah as. Rosh Hashanah is a day where there is a It's on the one hand, it's Yom HaDin. We've had Shirim about this before. It's Yom HaDin. It's very serious. But we have Sudas Siyantif, and maybe there's even Simchas Siyantif. Rai is Lakan or Lakan, whether there's Simcha and Rosh Hashanah or not. But, says the Ramban, it's a balance. V'hinei hu Yom Din Berachamim. Lo Teruas Melchama. That's what he says. He says, you have the Tkias and the Truos. Truos meaning the sound of the Sharim and the Truos. He says, Yom Din Barachamim. That's what he calls it. He continues. But he says that it's that itself, the day of Rosh Hashanah itself is a day of a balance, and that's what this mitzvah is about, and that's what the laning is about, says the Shem and Atov. If you want to generalize this for a moment, the Rambam says this applies to all midos. Right, very famous Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Deos, the Rambam in Perek Aleph and Perek Beis says, yeah, we haven't learned this in a while, it's a good point to review it. Deos harbe yesh lekol echad ve'echad mibnei adam. There are many different personality traits that each of us have. Vizu mishuna mizu, v'rechok amen of yosef. We're all different. Right, if we would put this in modern terms, Rambam would say, there are type A personalities, there are type this personalities, there's different. Yesh Adam Shu Bal Chema Kois Tame. Some of us are always very angry. Yesh Adam Shu Daitum Yishev Asalav. Some people are relaxed. They never get angry. Vena Kois Klal. And if they do, it's only for a minute. Yesh Adam Shu Gvali Bioser. Some are very arrogant. Yesh Shal Yeruch Bioser. Some are very lowly. All different extremes. Some is about Taiva. Some is about Leif Tahor. Says the Rambam. Yesh Beidev Adeya. Between every different personality trait, there is a mean. There is a middle path. What the Rambam calls the Shvil Hazav. V'chol ha-deos, yesh man deos shehin la'adam mitchiz b'yasu l'viteh v'gufo. And some of these deos are inborn, and some of these are what we teach ourselves. Says the Rambam, neither extreme is appropriate. And that's exactly maybe the purpose behind this mitzvah. This is extreme chesed. Inappropriate chesed. The Rambam says, ha-derech ha-yishara hi mida beinonis, she-b'chol deya u-deya, mi-kol ha-deya she-ish lo la-adam. Always, vi-ya-deya she-rechokim, she-ek-savas, re-chok-shava, you're always in the middle, ve-na krova lo-lo-zu, lo-lo-zu. We have to give some stakah, but we can't give away all our money. We have to be about chesed, but we have to stand on our guard sometimes. We have to get angry when it's supposed to get angry, but we're supposed to really feel it inside. Every mida is, anger is not a good example. We'll get back to that in a second. But every other deyo was supposed to have the middle path. And if somebody's medactic about this, and he says even nazir, this is where he talks about naziris, and even a nazir, the Rambam Shita is, it's not a good thing. A nazir is somebody who's at one extreme, so he has to balance himself out. So he goes to the other extreme for a month, and then he ends up back in the middle. So the pendulum swings. But the Rambam says the nazir is a chote. He focuses on that. And that's why he has to bring a carbon chatos. That is the Rambam Shita, and as we mentioned in the past, the only two exceptions that he has is anger and gaiva. Those two, the Rambam says, you should have none. And even when you have to feign anger for a child, for a student, it should make sure it should be feigned. If there's any inside feeling of the anger, that is inappropriate. Again, a very, very high level, but that is the Rambam's, that's the Rambam Shita, but that's the message behind this mitzvah. Okay, let's continue. We'll get back to the root of chesed at the end if we have time. And this mitzvah again applies everywhere when it comes to males, because again, males are the dayanim. There's an interesting medrash that I saw Rav Kasher quotes in the Torah Shlema on our pasuk. It says, "V'dal oseh debarivo kineged aseres hadibros hizir hakadosh baruch hu es Yisrael ala mishpatim asara lavin." There are 10 isurim related to judges, which are like the Aseres HaDibros of judges. There's the Aseres HaDibros of Bnei Yisrael. We know those. We spent time on those. And then there's the Aseres HaDibros specifically that will apply to judges. What are they? And the Medrash quotes it. Lo sakiru panim. Don't show favoritism. Lo saguru mipneish. Don't fear people. We'll get to that in Parshas Dvarim that want to scare you. Lo tasu ave. Lo sate mishpa. Lo sakir panim. Lo sigach shochat. Lo sisa pnei dal. Lo seder pnei gadol. Lo sate mishpa levioncha. Vidal lo seder berivo. Ours is number 10. According to the Medrash, this is one of the 10 dibros that apply to a dayan. Again, a dayan, we spoke about this also in the past. A dayan is really doing God's work. There's a machlokas amongst people, and Hashem is osa shalom bimromav. So who makes shalom down here? Kodesh Baruch Hu's making shalom above. So it's the dayanim's test. That's what the Gemara says. If anybody judges a case appropriately, emes lamita, so then he is ki'ilu nasa shutaf b'maisa b'rachus. He's a shutaf. He's a partner with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in creation, because shalom is the basis of the world, and therefore, if a dayan judges properly, then he is connecting to maisa b'rachus. And the Torah talks about this at the beginning of Chosh Mishpat. I think we've read in the past the beginning of that Torah. The Torah starts off Chosh Mishpat, al shalosh advarim ha'olam ha'omeid, ad al din v'al emes v'al ha'shalom. First one listed is din. The world stands on din, emes, and shalom. And the Beis Yosef discusses how that fits with Torah, Gvodah, and Gmilas Chasadim. I think we mentioned that a few weeks ago. But that is the importance of all of these halachas. Finishes up the chinuch. The overall levi hita hadin lechamaso al adal. If somebody transgresses this and makes innocent the poor person because he is poor and he falsifies the din over al mitzvah zamelach, that is an iser da'oraisa. The ein ba malchus she'ein ba maisa. There is no malchus. Again, because it is a lav she'ein b'maisa. Just to review again, why is there no malchus for a lav she'ein b'maisa? So Chazal tell us that the makar of malchus is in Parshas Kisetze, right next to the Isser of losachlam sharbadisha, not muzzling one's animal. And Chazal learned out, therefore, only an Isser that's similar to muzzling my animal do I get malchus for. So it has to have a maisa, not a lav she'ein b'maisa. It has to be specific. It can't be a lavsha beklalus. There's no way to fix it. It can't be a lavsha nita klase. You can't have any misa connected to it. It's not a lavsha nita lashas misas bezdin. All of those are excluded, because it's not dumya de lav de chasima. What happens if I actively, somehow, I'm a rachim on the ani bedin actively? Somehow I scare the other guy out of court, whatever it is, I actively do something. So again, that will relate to the issue that has come up a number of times, and that is, if you have an Aveira that you could violate with a Maisa or without a Maisa, do I say that's a Lav She'en B'Maisa or Yesh B'Maisa? So the Chinuch a number of times called that a Lav She'en B'Maisa. The Magen Mishnah in Hilchas Chirus in Perek Yud Gimel called that a Lav She'yesh B'Maisa. If you could do it with a Maisa, it's always called a Maisa. The Chinuch says if you could do it without a Maisa, he says this by the Isra of Nekama, you don't get Malchus by Nekama because it's a Lav She'en B'Maisa. But we mentioned back in Mitzvah Tess, we referred to it once or twice already, Rabbi Sachs's suggestion on page Ayin in Chazon L'Yamim Sachim Chelek Aleph, that maybe the Chinuch himself isn't so clear, because sometimes the Chinuch says you do get Malchus where you could violate without a Maisa. Maybe the difference is where the Torah gives a general assert, like revenge, or something specific, and you happen to do it with or without a Maisa. So that was the chiluk that we made then, back in, I think, Mitzvah Tess. Either way, we'll stop here. Me'ad Hashem, we will continue. Me'ad Hashem, tomorrow.